To you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Talmud tells us on his own deathbed, he wept and he said, I don't know on which road I am going. I don't know whether I did the right thing or the wrong thing, because there were many choices. I'm not sure. But even though all of his life he was beset by inner doubts and by outer criticism, he pursued his course like a lion. He never wavered. The Gemara tells us that originally to Yavne, only one of his Talmidim went with him, the great Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, about whom we're going to speak. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was a Levi. He served in the Beis HaMikdash yet. He was from the choir of the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. He was a student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he lived a very long time. He lived to the time of Rabbi Akiva, which is the next generation, and he, according to many, he saw the fall of Beitar, the end of the rebellion of Bar Kokhba, the final disaster of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. He lived, if we add all of that up, he lived about 100 years. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was the only one that accompanied him. The other great rabbis of the time did not accompany him. And if I may, just for a moment or two, I don't like to confuse us all with names, but these names are important to know. In the generation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Nossi was to have been Rabban Gamliel, the second Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel's father, Rabban Shimon, who was the first Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, died during the Churban. We don't know if he died in the siege, we don't know how he died, but he disappears during the war in Yerushalayim. And therefore, the mantle of leadership passed to his son, Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, in his interview with the Emperor Vespasian, was able to guarantee free passage, safe conduct for Rabban Gamliel. But Rabban Gamliel didn't believe the Romans, and therefore he did not come out of hiding for almost 7 or 8 years, till after the Churban. During that period of time, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai served as the Nossi, as the head of the Sanhedrin, as the prince, as the leader of Israel, even though he was not from the house of Hillel, and he was not from the house of David. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Kohen. Rabban Gamliel, however, when he will become the Nossi, the great Rabban Gamliel, the Yavne, he's called, Rabban Gamliel of Yavne, the second Rabban Gamliel, he is one of the strongest people that we meet in Jewish history. And he devoted, just as Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai devoted his life to building the Jewish people, he built the institution of the Nossi and the institution of the Sanhedrin. And he built it at great cost. We'll see that he was a controversial person who had many disputes with great people during his lifetime. But he was out to establish the supremacy of the office of the Nossi in order to guarantee that the Jewish people would survive. Because if the Jewish people did not have strong leadership, if they did not have some sort of unity, even if the unity was imposed, he felt that they would not survive this blow, this destruction of the temple and the loss of their political status and the effect that it could have. And therefore, they needed a strong central authority, and he was going to be it. He will say, Lo lichvodi asisi, velo lichvod beis abo asisi. I did not do it for my honor, nor for the honor of my father's house, but I did it so that the Jewish people would survive. I did it so that somehow we would have a flag to rally round. And that was the greatness of Rabban Gamliel. But Rabban Gamliel did not go to Yavne in its first years. Rabban Gamliel was not there. The great Rabbi Tzadok, who was a colleague and compatriot